You talked about closing out, and I apologize. I was a few minutes late. I get 150, 200 emails a day going back and trying to find where the login information is, tends to be a challenge for me. I don't know if that's a challenge for other people, but anyway, I'm wondering, was there any discussion about the secret task force meeting that happened last Friday?
So actually, that it's my hope that the council members that are on the external task force will give a, I would have asked them to do it tonight, but that are on it would give a full report to the council on Monday, on the caucus Monday. So that was what I was going to talk about. And I also want to just note that if there's, if somebody has feedback on tear gas, they're an idea and they're not sure what to do with it, if you want to send it to me, you can, and I'll work with JR to kind of get together something that we can send out to everybody beforehand. But anyway, go ahead, Judy.
So I am very concerned. Did you know about the timing of the meeting last Friday?
I didn't know about the meeting, no. We talked about it in leadership, and they told us the, we asked for council members to be on the committee. They said that we have a total of 4 council members on the committee, and they were included unless, I mean, Sonia, were you, I'm assuming.
I was present. Jamel was present. Alfredo was present via online. And I believe Corey is also a member. I'm not sure, but Corey's here.
Corey was not able to attend, but he's also a member. But I didn't know, I'm not on that task force. I didn't know about it.
So
you didn't.
I was asking questions about this. I did reach out to David Gallen last week via 2 telephone calls, text and an email. He contacted me last night about wanting to talk to me about it. I had heard, found out about it, and I did attend. I was a bit alarmed that this was clearly designed to be a secret meeting. And I think that we should be speaking about that. This is, and we still don't know what the process is. We still don't have anything in writing. And essentially what they talked about in the meeting is there's going to be conversations. People are supposed to reach out to their constituencies. There's going to be draft recommendations, and then there's going to be a final report. It's a little unclear to me whether that final report comes back to us and we're expected to rubber stamp it, or whether the funding is going to be taken care of through Capitalize Albany, because Sarah Reginelli was there and there was talk about her staff working on issues and helping with the meetings. This is the equivalent of almost half of our budget. I come from a place where, you know, when I was 18 years old, there were not the Sunshine Laws, the Open Meetings Law, Freedom of Information Law. And there was a push on, and people recognized that good government is open and transparent. You have open meetings. I understand this is an advisory body now. It's an advisory body, but if it's really a body that is going to be making decisions about the allocation of funds and issuing a final report and potentially making decisions regarding specific organizations, You know, we don't know that because we don't have answers to the questions that I've been asking for the last month about this task force. I am bothered that of the maybe 30 members on the task force, it appears as though nobody asked any questions about should we be having these conversations in private? Should there be these backroom deals? I find what's going on very unsettling, and I do wonder whether we want to be complicit in and going along with the fact that the mayor has simply created a task force. There's no need to answer questions regarding how do people get appointed, what their responsibilities are, what the true mission is. Nothing in writing from the administration. There was a PowerPoint presentation that was provided to members that's not available on the city's website. I find it alarming, disconcerting. It seems to me that we are often faced in this situation where the mayor decides to go a certain path, doesn't feel any need to consult with us, get our approval, pass a law, resolution, an ordinance, and then we get the results and we are expected to essentially rubber stamp it. And the question is how quickly, you know, and what kind of review. So I think that there's a lot to be talked about with regard to this. It clearly was a concerted effort to keep this meeting secret and to not disclose it to council members in advance.
But that's inaccurate because the council members that are on the committee knew about it.
Well, so some councilmen, you know, when I was chair of the finance committee, whatever information I got from the
I didn't have that information, and I have to be honest, I didn't ask because I think it's common sense that you invite people to. I've asked for it to be as transparent as possible. Initially, they said that they would have some issues with technology getting it together, which I understand. This is not a simple thing. I understand it's 2021, but that does not make everything technologically available. So we asked for council members to be involved. They included council members on it. They were told ahead of time. I don't think that Sonia and Jamel, Alfredo and Corey just magically knew where to show up. It's not, and I did request, I didn't request who, I said, can you include council members? And I asked for council members that would definitely be here next term because this impacts the future. So I mean, I would disagree with that characterization. I completely agree that information should be as transparent as possible and shared. I also in leadership did ask David, I reminded him of your questions. I said they were to serve as a guiding document. You've been guided, please answer them and share them. And he said that he's working on it. So I completely agree that this is something that we need to focus on, but I really don't think, I mean, we had council members there. So there is council involvement and Sonia has her hand up, so and so does Alfredo. I would prefer for them to do the full report of it on Monday when we have more people watching. But I mean, if it's something, Judy, that you wanna hear, I mean, you were there. So if people wanna hear about it now.
I wanna make sure that members are aware that this did happen. I spoke to, you know, at least one member afterwards who was completely blindsided by it. And I'm struggling with regard to, you know, what is this process and why was there, you know, why hasn't there been disclosure, first and foremost, by the mayor's office with regard to the timing of this meeting, et cetera. And I do want to say they did have some people attending via Zoom, and the whole conference room was part of what was in the Zoom picture. We know that that means that they could have shared.
Absolutely. Totally agree. And it's also something that is, I'm hoping is recorded, and I will ask about that because that should also be available. I mean, we all know Zoom. So you're absolutely right with that.
Thank you for that, Judy. Sonia, Ms. Frederick.
Yeah, more than happy to give a detailed report on Monday. And I just want to address one thing. I think it's a little dangerous, might be the right word to say, it's a backdoor deal. I just want to be clear that press was in the room, and they are currently gathering bios and information about all the task members, which is a pretty large, diverse group of very impressive community leaders, that they're going to release that information to the public. And there was conversation during the meeting about transparency. So, and making sure that the public is being informed about this entire process. And this was just the first introductory meeting where we really said, oh, hi, you're here. And essentially talked about the dollars we were getting. And we were told to give our bios as like a next step. So I just want to point that out, but more than happy to give a deep dive with other council members on Monday.
Thank you, Ms. Frederick. Ms. Dorsey?
So I just want to be clear. There was one press member in the room, and that person knew about the meeting because I told that person about the meeting.
I did not know that, but I was told that press was in a room. It's on the question I was asked about transparency.
Anyone who makes a purchase this week, depending on the amount of your...
Sorry about that.
Thank you, Mr. O'Shea, Mr. Ballarin, and then we'll close out.
I want to apologize. My internet has been on and off throughout the entire meeting on my phone and on my computer, so I've missed part of the conversation. I do want to say I wasn't able to attend in person, but I did attend via Zoom the meeting. And a lot of the information that was shared was information that was shared already with council.
You there, Mr. Ballarin?
I think we may have lost him.
Yeah.
Looks like he's still there. It's his audio not working. Just give it a second so he can finish his thought.